Chapter 4. Cage. I can do this. I can spend a little time with Quinn, not fall head over heels for him, and not blow up my entire life to be with him. I'm sure I can. Although the closer our meeting time got, the clearer it became that I wasn't going to have a say in the matter. How is it that every guy or girl, whoever he's interested in, didn't see everything I did at him and snap him up? I don't understand it. The guy is gorgeous and awkwardly adorable. I could push my fingers through his dark, wavy hair until I was lost in it. Oh, and his eyes. Don't get me started on his eyes. Those vulnerable bedroom eyes. Just thinking about them makes me so hard. How is he able to do this to me? It's like, what is that thing that animals release to attract a mate? Pheromones? It's like he's releasing pheromones. And there's nothing I can do to resist it. I really shouldn't have asked him to tutor me. He was probably the last person I should have asked. How will I be able to concentrate with him in arm's reach of me? It was such a mistake, but I can't wait. And time has never moved slower in my life. I waited at the common for our meeting time instead of driving home and driving back. Staying with Tasha might have also been an option considering she lived on the floor above his, but odds were that she was hanging out with Vi. The two of them were inseparable. It was no wonder she suggested Vi join us for sex. They did everything else together. Why not that? Once the painfully long wait for me to head over had passed, I hurried across the quad. Slipping into the building as someone exited, I ran up the stairs two at a time and knocked on his door. I heard some scrambling inside before an unfamiliar voice said, "I just want to see." And the door opened. "Hello," I said to the puckish-looking guy standing in front of me.
"Lou, nice to meet you,"
he said, neither offering me his hand nor inviting me in. "Cage."
"The football star?"
Lou said with a smile. "I guess. Is Quinn here?"
"He is. And what intentions do you have with my friend?"
"Lou,"
Quinn yelled from behind him, pushing past Lou and placing his body between the two of us. Quinn said,
"I'm sorry about that. He was just leaving."
Quinn's body was so close to mine. "That's okay. Lou, I would invite you to stay and hang out, but we have 2 weeks of classwork to go over. Unless Quinn thinks we could do both."
"We can't do both, and Lou was just leaving. Bye, Lou." "Toodles,"
Lou said, pushing past me, allowing Quinn to invite me in.
"I'm sorry about that. Lou means well."
"It's always good to have a friend who will look out for you."
"It is. So, welcome to my room."
I looked around. "Is this how the other half live?"
"What do you mean?"
"The plaza dorms are pretty fancy."
"Doesn't your girlfriend live in here too?"
"Yeah, but that doesn't make it any less impressive. Besides, she has two roommates and has to share a bedroom. Your place is better decorated than my house."
"You live at the fraternity?"
"No, I'm not a member. I know a football player who doesn't belong to Sigma Chi. Unthinkable. But fraternity life was a little outside my price range."
"Where do you live?"
Quinn asked, ushering me to the couch in their living room. "At my home with my dad."
"Not your mom?"
Quinn asked, gathering books and sitting next to me. "My mom died when I was born." Quinn froze.
"I'm sorry to hear that."
"No need to be sorry. It happened a long time ago."
"So, it's always just been you and your dad?"
"Yep. And sometimes just me."
"What do you mean?"
"Nothing. We should get to studying. I have a feeling there's a lot we have to cover," I said, changing the topic. Although I never knew my mother, the topic was still a sore spot for me. Mostly because of my dad. He would never say it, but I think her loss hit him hard. At least that was my guess. Quinn started by showing me the most organized flowchart I had ever seen in my life.
"Here's what we're going to have to cover by Thursday,"
he said, getting right to business. His assertiveness was almost enough to distract me from his knee hovering inches from mine as it supported the textbook, or the whiff I got when he leaned over to point out something on an opposite page. His sweet musk kept making my dick hard. Bending forward was all I could do to hide it.
"You keep leaning forward. Is your back okay?"
"My back? Yes. That's why I keep bending over, because of my back. I need to keep it stretched, you know, because of practice.
If you want, we can move to the dining room table. The chairs have a little more support,
Quinn suggested sweetly. Yeah, maybe that would be best. I was about to get up when I realized I was still massively hard. Maybe in a second.
Your back's really hurting, huh?
Yeah, it's hurting really bad.
I'm so sorry. I wish you would have said something sooner. This might sound weird, but I can give you a massage if you'd like. I taught myself a few years back. I haven't had many opportunities to practice, but I think I'm still pretty good. I'm sorry, is that weird? Offering to give you a massage is weird, isn't it?
Quinn said, wilting before my eyes. No, it's not weird at all. I'd love to have one. It would really help my back.
You sure?
You don't know how much, I said with a smile.
Okay, then.
Quinn looked around.
My bed would probably be more comfortable.
There was no way I was going to be able to get up now. I think the couch will be fine.
Okay.
Quinn got up and began stretching his fingers.
Undress to your level of comfort and lie down.
Heat flashed across my cheeks. Did he just tell me to undress to my level of comfort? The idea of getting naked for him made me so hard, my cock started twitching. Only God knew what would happen if I were to take off my pants. There was no way I could do that. But I could take off my shirt. Slowly pulling it off, I peeked up at Quinn. The way he stared did all sorts of things to me. I was going to have to think of a lot of baseball if I wasn't going to come in my shorts as soon as he touched me. It was worth the risk, though. I needed his hands on me. And when I lied down, he got on top of me. I was in heaven. With him pulling and kneading my muscles, I lost myself. Jesus, did this feel good. It was better than sex. At least any sex I had ever had. And it didn't take long before I felt a familiar gnawing start at my balls and slowly climb. Oh God, I was coming. I need to go to the bathroom, I said, tossing the smaller guy onto the couch. Luckily, I knew where it was, and it was open. Throwing the door closed behind me, I could barely get my pants down fast enough before I exploded into orgasm. I groaned, fighting myself from screaming with pleasure. I managed to catch most of it in my palm instead of spraying it onto the ceiling. But with it came lightheadedness that tossed me to my ass. I hit the ground with a thud.